The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, then. It's time now for the most moral man in all of Phoenix.
Richard!
See if I got any extras in here. Use the intercom system. Sorry people had to deal with that. Do you have any other ones? I thought I gave you a couple extra. I got some decent stuff in here, though. It's time for What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School, and the current administration is about to sell more guns than anybody in the world. Yeah. You know what? Again, another weird time. What is it? You know guns better than I do. Are ghost guns a real thing?
That's what they're calling them.
Yeah. Is that a thing, though, that we have to worry about?
No. Most criminals are not going out and building their own guns.
With a 3D printer. What do you need to rob? It's like Ocean's 11. If you've got $30 million to lift a city up to steal a painting,
right.
you don't need to rob anybody.
Exactly.
If you've got a 3D printer that builds guns,
you're not
doing okay.
Yeah, but you're not. Yeah, you're
not
doing
your typical
that.
Street.
You're
crook.
Going to South Phoenix and buying something. If that was the case.
But maybe I'm wrong. But is there a?
But they sell the 80%. The 80% lowers. So it's not a full. Yeah, it's 80%, and that's just skating the ATF on their
80%,
laws.
What do you
it's 80% complete.
You can't build the whole gun.
Right. So then it's not serial numbered because it's not serial because it's not
the piece, you, as
the
a gun guy.
That you need to complete it have the numbers on it.
Educate me because I don't have an opinion on this. It sounds fishy. As a gun guy, is this something you guys are sort of like, this is a little bit shady?
Not really.
No? Okay.
Nah, because most people are not going to go out and build their, if they're going to commit a crime, first of all, they don't care. They're just going to buy whatever they can. Right. They're not going to sit there and build one.
And the offshoot sideways dude who we're really trying to protect against is an individual that might do this.
But yeah, because
he's going to find a way no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he's
exactly.
So it's not like I don't know. The first I'm really hearing of it that I didn't realize if it was a problem or not. If street crimes were being committed by guns with no serial number, that's one thing. But it doesn't seem like that's the case.
With the current administration, everything's a problem to them as far as when it comes to guns. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And there are problems. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying there's not, but everything is a problem when it comes to administration.
They're not gun friendly.
No, and exactly not.
But okay. I didn't know anything about ghost guns because I know you can just go get one.
I didn't either. I didn't know that was what it was called.
But that's what they're stopping, or that's what the legislation's really focused on. And I'm kind of like, all right, we give up ghost guns. I don't think anything changes at all.
Zero changes.
Yeah,
zero changes.
I think it's kind of a it's pointless neutering of something that wasn't an issue.
Well, because people like building their custom, people like building a custom, so they'll buy an 80%, like a polymer 80. They'll build their own gun to their specs how they want it. And it's almost like it's a pain in the ass, and it's basically it costs you almost, by the time you're all said and done, it's going to cost you almost as much as if you bought it completely built. But these guys like doing that, tinkering around the garage and learning a little gunsmithing on the way.
Where do you get a 3D
some can be
printer?
Cheaper.
You don't even need a 3D printer. You can buy a kit. You can buy a polymer 80 kit.
Build an AR for.
I know that.
Yeah,
I just didn't know like this 3D thing is the one they're like.
Well, it's that, but there's also like a company like Polymer 80 that they build these 80% lowers, and you have to they give you the jigs and everything, and you actually drill some of the holes and then put it together.
Got to cancel that sentence.
And will it kill a ghost?
I didn't laugh. So
it's a ghost killing gun. Yeah, it's a ghost gun. Like those guys on that A&E show are going to go nuts.
It doesn't go.
Zach Bagans is going to be all up on that.
Zach Bagans. I love that you know him still. You remember it every time.
I forgot about that.
I got to write that name down.
Love to use a ghost
killing gun. Bilbo Zach Bagans. Are you ready? Well, it's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns. Yeah. It's over on 12th and 12th Street in Indian School. And everything you've ever needed from the gun world is in there, except maybe 3D printer and ghost guns.
True.
They have the thing you can build.
I think they have polymer 80s. I'll have to find out. I'm going to be heading in there soon because I got the cast off. I'm in a brace. I can start shooting again. I'm ready.
I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing with this arm. Maybe I'll start shooting.
Let's rode my
bike this weekend.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
I don't know how to make a left turn very good, but I can get you there. Just a whole bunch of rights. Yeah, I rode my bike to physical therapy, actually. It's great. What are you going to do?
I'm going to start a whole new Instagram page. John's getting hurt.
Look, I'll tell you this. The PT people always deal with somebody with this surgery. Most people who get this surgery are in their 70s. So they baby them.
Not this guy.
So they baby it. And I'm realizing the less I baby it, the more. Look at this. I shouldn't be doing what I'm
moving
around pretty good. And right now, I'm like,
I haven't seen that move that way since 1992.
It's been a long time since we first met when I used to come up and chicken wing people. Look at that guy's chicken wing is dangerous. But I'm moving around. So I got on the bike and I'm like, I can do that. I got rid of that sling. I'm done with that. Four more weeks of that. Are you crazy?
I That's what
you
still,
you got your cast off. Yeah. Oh. Done with that.
That bummed me out for a long time. Like, you've been out for a long time because we'd go to weddings. I'm like, John can't do the chicken
wing. Can't do the chicken
anymore.
Wing. This guy's shoulder's a mess.
Chicken dance is
so
out.
So here's the fun part about my surgery.
Took a long time to get over that, bro.
I'll bet.
Monday is the hokey pokey. Upcoming Monday is the day I'm supposed to be driving again. And I'm riding my bike. I've been driving since the third day, second day. I went to Walgreens 2 days after. And that was just because of drugs.
But I'm, all right.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, so they babied me a little. And I'm not being stupid.
You're just being safe, John.
Yeah. I'm good.
Put those rules in for slappies like you.
Well, for old people. I can't if I drive. And they'll tear something apart.
They want them.
Much younger.
Yeah, but it's a lot tougher for the older people because they don't want to do it.
I don't want to hear it. Neither do I. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to sit there for 6 weeks and get toted around by Vader. And Uber rides? Forget about it.
Fate worse than death.
Exactly. I drive with my mouth. I can't use either arm, but I'm getting to the drugstore with... Anyway. Fate worse than death. thank you, M&P Guns, for your support. Brady, here's your issues. Dear Brady, my mother has zero reason to believe this, other than conversations that we occasionally have, but she thinks I've been taken over by liberal brainwashers, and she is convinced... that I am trying to brainwash her and my sister. She's 66. She's healthy. She's sane, but she does not talk to me anymore. I told her, I'm like, the stuff I like isn't even liberal. I listen to you guys on KUPD. I love Biden. I actually have a framed picture of Obama in my living room. I'm not going to lie. I love the left, but I'm also not unreasonable. Help me bridge the political divide with my mom, who no longer talks to me, Renton.
Sorry, my friend. Not going to happen.
Yeah. She's going to die.
Mom's drinking the Fox Kool-Aid.
Right. And you have a poster of Obama in your house. You need to calm down a little on that.
You need to take a look at yourself. Look at yourself.
Ted Huffman is a friend of ours, and he's got a framed photo of Nixon bowling. So you now, like, you're
he used to have it in his bedroom.
It was over his
bed. I remember that. Yeah, that was.
I was never in his room like you. But
he took a picture of it and sent it to all of us. Don't even.
I got a place to swizzle in for you.
But yeah, you kind of make the announcement of keep your mouth shut. Here's how I believe when you have framed photos of presidents in your house.
I got the collectible plates.
But what's weird is back in when we were sane and rational human beings, that was a pretty common thing.
And people businesses.
Would have, well, businesses especially, but like homes would have a picture of the president, whether you supported him or not. My grandma had a picture, I remember, of it might have been Carter and then Reagan. Like, there was no, like, she, that's the president of our country. You stand behind this. I'm like, that's crazy.
A lot of people won't like, but you go into people that, houses that have some dough, and I would have to say 8 out of 10, it's an autographed photo of them with whatever the president was in their library. Yeah,
that's different. You get an autograph of you and the president or just the president autograph? Either way, that's pretty cool.
Because that means they wrote a check.
Well, it's the thing about visiting the White House. We never used to hear the political views of the Washington Redskins in 1983. They just got an opportunity to visit the White House, and they did it. Whether they supported it or not, it was still an opportunity to be part of, you know, the political whatever.
I wonder, like,
they don't do that anymore.
Because I remember when I went to Chrisman in elementary school, they used to, and in one of the classes, I can't remember what grade it was, but we had, like, all the presidents lined up along the top of the of the wall, almost like crown molding.
And the current one had a bigger photo.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if they even do that anymore, especially with all the political crap that's going on.
Good question.
Now.
But I doubt it. Like, they'd have to X out Johnson and Jackson, I mean. You got to get rid of all of them. That's a good point. I don't know if schools still have that. Because my teacher had a framed photo of was Reagan at the time. Mr. Rogers, not the Mr. Rogers, but my sixth grade teacher was Mr. Rogers. Had Reagan above his desk. And I don't think any of us saw it as like, oh, it's a statement.
Only just like
we all knew that's who the president is. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's weird. So, yeah, you're going to your mother's going to pass on, and you will never talk to her again.
You
normally.
Might,
it's
you might need to check yourself on your saying you're a flexible guy. if you're having arguments with your mom
well,
on the other side. But
it's
on either side. Yeah,
right now, it's just completely inevitable. You do it with your family, you can't even help it. Like, not that you argue, but you're going to get into a political discussion because you're on a different side than your brother-in-law and sister, who are wild liberals.
Yeah.
Right? And so is your brother.
What's funny is we enjoy the debate
you
part
do.
Of it.
They don't. They hate it. They hate you.
Your
rose-colored glasses. No, in 10 years from now, he's going to find out when I will ask
him. But
it
never really gets that heated. That's the thing.
We don't do it because Brady gets so mad. That's what they'll say later. You don't see it. Nobody likes those talks. You can have them, but you get frustrated. It's family, so you want to punch them. This one just says, Dear Brady, no pizza for the rest of your life. Or Kirby marries a Mexican Satan-worshipping lesbian.
I look forward to meeting her.
You would rather have her be a satanic
take the pizza away,
in
Jim.
An interracial
I'll take door number one.
You want pizza and they can't. You would
no, no, no.
I know what
I'm
you're
giving
saying.
Up the pizza.
All right, I don't think so. Do you think you'd give up pizza?
Yeah, okay.
Your daughter's a lesbian who likes Satan. Big deal. Bring on the pep mutt.
You'd buy her some flannels and the box set of Ellen and be done with it.
Here's your second baseman's glove, your Ellen collection.
Get Spinato's on the phone and get an XL.
Num, 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 num.
And the blood of a goat.
You guys go ahead and num, num, num each other to death. Daddy would be doing that to a pie. But not a satanic hair pie like my daughter, the Visigoth.
Yeah, I don't know if I kind of root for Kirby finding a Mexican satanic lesbian turns her just for the entertainment.
Everything was sounding so good until the satanic thing came in.
Mexican lesbian, not so bad.
Yeah.
Satanic, too far.
Yeah, too far, John. Too far.
What if they
don't bring the dark wizard in?
What if they get involved with that? But they're on, you know, like a Jewish person marrying they're
opposite,
differently yoked.
Religions.
Kirby keeps the Jesus. She keeps the Satan, by the way.
I'm okay with
if
that.
If it weren't for that religion, they're like Satan doesn't exist without the whole Jesus story.
I'm okay with that.
All right. So she can chow down on a satanic Mexican lesbian, but not believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Num, num,
num, num. Num,
num, num. Eat faster.
All right, you old pirate. This is going great. Adios, pubic hair.
Take the horns off. It's good.
She's Mexican, Brad. You got to speak her language when you're shaving. And unruly thigh hair, but I didn't want to bring it up. Dear Brady, I'm 41. Oh, this is a What Would Brady and Bert Do?
All right.
Dear Brady, I'm 41. I've never seen Caddyshack, Stripes, Animal House, Porky's, Meatballs, Groundhog Day.
Communist.
Basically, my dad, sorry, Toledo, kept me away from Bill Murray movies. No reason why. Yeah, and every time you say my dad, please include an apology to Richard. He doesn't need that. Reminder. Brett, the only movie I've seen is A Bronx Tale.
All right. We're on the right path.
No Godfather, no Casino, no Goodfellas, no Scarface. Not sure that counts. I remember Joe Pesci from Home Alone. But that's it. Where would the both of you recommend I start in either genre? What has been going on in your life, B?
Well, I'm going to say you'll enjoy. I know 41. Right off the bat, I don't think you can't go wrong with Caddyshack and Stripes.
Which one do you start with? For Bill, introduce somebody to a Bill Murray movie. Where do you start? I'd go Meatballs. I'm going to ease you in.
I think I go.
It is, but Meatballs is a tough one. That might
because the rest of it sucks.
Oh, come on, it's pretty good.
No, around take Bill Murray out of it, and that movie is not good.
Right, but he's in it a lot.
But I don't think they would understand anything about like a lot of the summer camp stuff.
He's 41. What do you mean he doesn't understand summer?
Oh, he might. That's right. He is 41.
No, he's not.
Yeah, we're thinking.
I'd go with Stripes.
Yeah,
Stripes is a jump. I mean, it's great, but. I think I go Meatballs because that's how if I'm thinking.
If you're going to have the trilogy,
Meatballs,
of Bill Murray,
I go Meatballs. I'm a big Groundhog Day guy.
I love that movie too.
Solid.
I think it's really underrated.
Still holds up.
And Stripes and Caddyshack, but that's not Caddyshack is the crown jewel of that whole thing. I'm closing with Caddyshack. I'm looking at this as like, how do I get it to you so it builds? Because otherwise, you're going to watch Caddyshack, Stripes, and then go.
I would
Groundhog Day sucks. Meatballs is funny. I don't know. You guys are nuts. Little Rudy.
It's okay.
Rudy the Rabbit.
And the director.
Come on. It was great. Get Morty, the camp Morty, director. Oh, yeah. It was great fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're making out all the time. And we are the CIT, so pity us. The kids are crap. The food is hideous.
You could open up.
We're going to smoke
you
could open and drink
up with
and fool
That's
around.
A good opener. No side I would definitely put.
The competition's fun.
I'd go Meatballs.
Eating hot dogs.
Stripes. Groundhog Day. And then close her out with Caddyshack.
Thing about Meatballs that's crazy is that Bill Murray's love interest is the least attractive woman on film ever. Remember the girl he liked, the other counselor? She was hideous.
Yeah. I forget her name.
All right, so the Italian stuff, Brett. Where do you start?
You got to start at Godfather.
You think?
You got to start at
the
Godfather.
I guess you kind of – that's different because that's you have to get into – yeah. Yeah. I don't close with Godfather. Close with Casino.
I would close with Casino. I go Godfather, Godfather 2.
And then mix in a little My Cousin Vinny. Get yourself
some
Joe
Pesci. Oh, you got it. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Watch that last night again, as a matter of fact. Name idea.
Why has this guy's life been so empty?
You wouldn't put the Italian Job in there?
Yeah, no.
Oh!
Come on.
Funny.
And I would not put the Irishman in there anywhere either.
No, unfortunately, that just doesn't fit. Bronx Tale is a great start.
It is. It is.
That's the only mob movie he's ever seen.
Man.
Man. That's crazy.
Sheltered.
Yeah, what
the hell's wrong with this guy?
Abuse. There's more to this story. So there you go.
I'm, you know, when I finally dove in.
If you had to pick one of the Bill Murray movies.
I would say it's between, for me, Groundhog Day and Caddyshack.
I'd say Stripes. If you had to pick one.
That's where I'm sticking with Stripes.
That's it. Not Open Up. That's the only one you can watch is Stripes. Stripes.
Because Harold Ramis is great in it.
John
Candy.
He's got some good nudity.
Yeah. Oh, and you wished you were a loofah?
Yeah.
And then if you had to pick
John Larroquette. His character. You're right. Stripes.
Just one of the mob movies.
Just one of the mob.
Not
Godfather.
Just the first or second.
I'm a first guy, but second one's great because they go back to when it started.
It is.
Second one is technically the first one.
Yeah. Part of it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think we can be friends with this guy. What,
yeah, that's
what
a deal
references
breaker.
Are you understanding?
That's a deal breaker.
All we do is talk about what we say. All right. This is going to go down a Burt road again.
Uh-oh.
I'm married into an Italian family, and my wife's cooking isn't half as good as my mother-in-law's cooking. Do I tell my wife to ask her mother what she's doing wrong or pretend it's just as good she gets real upset when I don't like dinner? Oh, that might be more for Burt. You got a food thing. He's got an Italian thing. Married into an Italian family. Ronnie can't cook. Mom makes dinner every once in a while. Like, man.
You got part of that right.
Ronnie can't cook? Is Ronnie a bad cook?
No, she's not bad.
Hmm. To your standard.
But she's not good, he's saying.
She ain't your mama.
Here's what she likes to do that's a little too, like if you know, the pitch count gets high.
I don't know what that means.
You're the guinea pig on a lot of.
What do you mean the pitch count gets high?
I'm just saying you got to pull the pitcher.
You got to bring in the reliever or what?
What's happening?
Go with your bread and butter.
I don't understand any of this.
She experiments.
She experiments too much.
And you're the experimental person.
Why? Say no. I'm not
doing that. I have. I've yanked the pitcher.
Oh, yes. And then you go in and cook your own.
And it doesn't go over well. No, but she's definitely more.
What does she experiment with that you haven't liked? Like, what's a thing you're like, what is going on?
Because she has hit a couple of goodies lately.
Yeah, like what?
But if it gets
you don't seem too enthused by this. There's not a whole
lot of taking a meatloaf and incorporating kale or something in there that just kind of it's meatloaf exactly.
You got to put meatloaf has like flakes of lettuce and stuff.
It's got
in it.
Onions. No,
what
it
you do buy Guy Fieri cook?
I don't know. There's always something green in it. I don't eat meatloaf. I'm not going to take time to pile on a meatloaf.
The last meatloaf.
But there's like
we were
food
short
in
on
meatloaf.
Something, so she improvised.
Yeah.
She didn't have you have carrots
in
a binding agent. Usually
I can.
It's like breadcrumbs, progressive breadcrumbs. You put them in the meatloaf.
Right. Progresso.
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 What did I say? Progressive? I say 15% because that's the kind I got.
Progressive breadcrumbs. No, really? They're forward-thinking breadcrumbs.
The Progresso Italian crumbs are good.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Settle down. There's carrots and lettuce and all sorts of stuff inside
regular
meatloaf.
Bread.
So you just you do like I do. It's just a meat wad. There's nothing in it?
Oh, yeah. There's chopped onions. And
that's it. Because I've seen meatloaf where you chop it, and it's got green and orange and onion. And
yeah, it just depends on what everybody wants to throw it in there.
Yeah. Brady doesn't like that. I like the meat part.
You're ruining the meat with kale. So what the hell's your problem?
A four-pound burger.
That's a good meatloaf.
That's essentially
that's a good start. That's a good start.
Brett, you married into an Italian family. The wife can't cook. Do you tell the mother?
Now, is it her mother or his mother?
No. He married into an Italian family.
Okay. Right.
Her mother's cooking's great.
Right.
Hers isn't.
Right.
She gets mad when he says this wasn't very good. Do you tell the mom? You need to tell her she's doing some stuff wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Too. Yeah, I think you got
to. It's
going to
blow
that.
Up, though, because mama's going to
tell
her.
Oh, it's going to suck.
And it's coming back to you.
It's going
to
suck, but.
How do you do it?
In the long run,
you rip
it's going to help you
off.
Out because you're not stuck with SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Nobody cooks like your mother.
That's right.
Now you say it like that. Respect the mother.
And she should understand that being Italian.
That's true.
I know. So if she is Italian, Brett, what are the odds of her producing SpaghettiO-like recipes? That's impossible, isn't it?
You would hope so.
Medea's you would hope Italian, so.
What if she's
right?
from a different part of Italy?
Well, then it would be a different type, but it's not a Chef Boyardee
section. You're talking about Sicily? That's not Italian.
Those never mind.
It's the crap on the bottom of the boat. Not,
yeah, well, that's one way of putting it.
Sicilians. We got a word for them. Not Italian.
That's one word.
Yeah, for us it is.
That's where you go when you're in trouble.
Yeah, you go there. Blend in with the idiots.
But yeah, I think you definitely tell her. You definitely tell her.
Yeah, all right. Dear Brady, this is a good question. If you see a book, didn't know the title. Oh, how does this work? If you seen a book but didn't know the title, but read it just to find out it's about your life, midway through you're like, oh my God, this is my life. Do you read the last pages and see how it ends? It's like word for word, just your life. Like, oh my God, I'm reading my life story. Do you read the ending? That's meta. We're in a meta question.
Halfway in. Boy, the curiosity is there.
You're in it, and you realize what it is. Do you go to the last chapter?
I'm probably not.
You would dodge it. It's in your hands.
Yeah.
Bert, read the last chapter of your own life story.
But technically, if you did
it'd be
that,
tough. It'd be tough, it. But I don't think
but
I would.
But don't you think if you
I don't, because that, I don't
because no matter what, you read it, and that's the ending, you can't change it.
Right.
You're reading it, and that's the way it is.
Well, that's what they always say. If you knew how your life ended, it wouldn't end that way.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So I don't think I would read it.
Yeah.
Why not?
You'd be miserable for the rest of the time.
Why? But what if it ends great?
Then good.
Then you could wind up being some methy out in AJ
well,
if
that's
you,
up to you
know. It is up to you.
Tell,
but if you,
tell me a great ending.
A great ending to life?
Yeah.
Oh, today, truck, front of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Just in 5, 10 minutes from now, I wander off into traffic and it all stops. Yeah, that would be amazing. What's your good ending?
Joe Rogan's bank account. Give me $100 million.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I get hit by a Brinks truck and live. Yeah. Man, I'm just tired of it.
What about you?
Achy.
Hand down the back of my pants.
Yeah.
Getting the Swiss.
Getting the back end visit the Swiss.
And stroke out.
Having a stroke with a man's finger in your butt. I'm going to get my pen out and finish Brady's story. All right, we'll do a quick one here. There's another one for Brett. Why do Italian girls' muffs look like antipasta salad assaulted by Harambe? Explain that. I don't think I've ever seen this.
I haven't either. The wrong broads. Salad.
So got, yeah. Thank you quite kindly to
it's got gabagool, John and salami. Yeah. And
it's like somebody, like Harambe attacked this salad.
Be Sicilian.
All right. I'll try one more. Ah, that's enough. That's plenty. We're good here. I don't want to read that whole thing. Disgusting people. I just realized I've never seen an Italian girl naked in front of me. The only one I ever, in high school, I rubbed my hand up the back of a girl I was kissing who was Italian, and I felt hair.
That was her on my-
And also saw a nipple, and it had some.
Wasn't big shaven?
It was, but earlier that day, she had 5 o'clock areola shadow.
Got to shave once a day.
Yeah, at least once a day. Because I think she did it that morning, and then that night it was present. Soft. It wasn't stubbly like, you know, Brett's beard, but it's more like Brett's mom's beard.
Oh, wait a minute. What's wrong with you?
Very soft. Anyway, well, there you go. That is what Brady and Brett did today. I asked a lot of questions for Bert. It's 98 KUPD. Thank you, M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School.
Big Red Badass.
What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.